And then in the pastoral epistles, Titus 3, verse 9. We'll take a couple of those. Titus 3, verse 9. This is one that I love to really bring out. And I will continue to emphasize this because I am not going to do it. Titus, especially when we go out to these regional meetings, we have said we will not and we will not. Titus 3, verse 9. But avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and strife and disputes about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. You can't make it any clearer than that. Foolish controversies and genealogies and strife and disputes about the law, especially about things that we have proved to ourselves over and over again, to argue about those things or to engage in those kinds of conversation is unprofitable and worthless. And we're not going to do it. Similarly, 1 Timothy 6, verse 4. Yes, I am all in favor of engaging in meaningful, intelligent, rational discussion about any topic that anyone has, but I will not get into a debate about the scriptures because it is unprofitable. And usually when you get into that kind of a debate, it is for the purpose of that person proving to you or that group proving to you how smart they are and how much more they know than you. They're not there to learn. They're not there to improve on their spirituality. They're not there to increase their understanding and to share in fellowship with you. And they're not. They're there to prove I know more than you. And we're not going to do it. 1 Timothy 6, verse 4. He is let's go back for context. 3. If anyone advocates a different doctrine and does not agree with sound words, those of our Master Yahshua Messiah, and with the doctrine conforming to righteousness, he is conceited and understands nothing. But he has a morbid interest. I like the way that put that in that translation. But he has a morbid, and you know what the word morbid means? Morbid is always identified with death, okay? But he has a morbid interest in controversial questions and disputes about words, out of which arise envy, strife, abusive language, evil suspicions, and constant friction between men of depraved mind and deprived of the truth, who suppose that righteousness is a means of gain. Brethren, that doesn't sound too good. So I don't think we ever should engage in that. Okay? Drunkenness and carousing, the last description here. I'm not going to go to any particular scripture except to refer you in your own time to 1 Samuel 25. You want to see a classic case of a problem with drunkenness and carousing and the kind of grief that it caused, go to 1 Samuel 25. There you will read about the case of Nabal. The word Nabal, it means, I believe it means something akin to fool. The word Nabal, it's a name, a personal name, and it was the name of a fellow that David tried to go through his town with his men and asked him for some supplies. And Nabal was drunk and refused. And not only refused, but also refused very violently and very rudely. And because of it, David almost struck down his entire household. And thankfully, due to the prudence of Nabal's wife, how we ever landed her, we'll never know. Okay? But apparently his wife was very wise. And she met David along the way and she stopped him from, he was about ready to dispatch at that whole town. And she stopped him. And Yahweh himself struck Nabal down, so David did not have to lift a finger there. But all caused because this man was in a drunken stupor. And because he was a fool to begin with, but the drink only increased his inclination towards foolishness. Isaiah 22, this one I would like to go to. Isaiah 22, 12 to 14. And then I want to take a few minutes that remain to go over how to overcome some of these things. Isaiah 22, verse 12. Therefore, in that day, Yahweh Elohim of hosts called you to weeping, to wailing, to shaving the head and to wearing sackcloth. Instead, there is gaiety and gladness, killing of cattle and slaughtering of sheep, eating of meat and drinking of wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we may die. But Yahweh of hosts revealed himself to me. Surely this iniquity shall not be forgiven you until you die, says Yahweh Elohim of hosts. So Yahweh is calling people to repentance. And he's pointing out these things with judgments. And we're already beginning to see some of the judgments on the earth. And some of the signs that Yahshua talked about in places like Matthew 24 are beginning to come to pass. And people are dying and there are plagues and there are other things that are occurring. And the word is being preached in a number of different ways. And what is people's reaction? To repent en masse? And to thank Yahweh for giving them an opportunity to turn from their ways? Is that their attitude? No. They become more arrogant. And they say, well, let's get in as much as we can today because tomorrow we may die. That's an evil, evil, wicked attitude, brethren. Now, how do we overcome, avoid, and overcome the works of the deeds of the flesh? Well, here's some practical steps. Number one, recognize and admit to yourself that in our natural human condition, and without having our thoughts on spiritual things, our minds are in opposition to Yahweh and Yahshua. As I said before, there's no reconciling that.